The leaves have changed and most of them have fallen. The days are growing shorter and the rain has come to soak our earth. The wreath is placed. The festival has happened. Advent is here. Our colors are different. The altar decorations will evolve over the season as we draw closer to the nativity of our Lord. Children all over the world will open little doors on paper Advent calendars every day until Christmas comes. We are all ready to settle in for 4 weeks of preparation for the Christ child to come. Visions of mangers and angels and shepherds should be dancing in our heads. But no, today we get a gospel text chocked full of warning and apprehension. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Judgment, terrors, cosmic signs of the end times. This is just not what we need right now in our life full of deadlines and bills due and mandatory meetings and the dread of the forced fun office party. So what does apocalyptic end time prophecy have to do with Jesus coming as a human child? Many scholars agree that the prophecy of Jesus coming again in clouds with thunder and lightning should be held in the same hand as Jesus who comes in the still of night as a baby, as an infant. This balancing act of the gospel paradox may be essential for us because it requires us to think of both and, not either or. And that expands our minds and hearts for the incoming of Jesus in whatever form that takes. Jesus comes in a timeline that we just can't quite comprehend as humans. 2,000 years ago, in our lives now, and again in judgment one day, all are the coming of Jesus that we prepare for, because welcoming Jesus is a natural heart response to a Savior that we long to be with. These Advent texts of doom that the compilers of the Revised Common Lectionary decided to include at the beginning of our church year really do serve a purpose, however. And these passages are also nuggets of wisdom and hope, because Jesus will never leave us stranded in fear. First of all, when all this scary stuff starts happening, Jesus says that we should raise our heads because our redemption is near. People with their heads raised are not scared people. They're looking up and they're looking for something. Then Jesus gives us some really good advice. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the worries of this life. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night with the worries of this life. And sometimes I blame it on the coffee that I had after lunch. But it's not the coffee that I had after lunch, it's the worries of this life. And you know, it's not just me. As I drive around in this community, I see a lot of us that are overscheduled and overstimulated and overachieving and overly tired. Then add to that state that we're all in. The holidays. Shopping, eating, parties, more shopping. We get so myopic and single-mindedly preparing for Christmas that we can't quite see God's vision for the world. It's a vision that is God's to enact, no matter how hard we try to enact it for God, right? And when we don't live up to the expectations that we set for ourselves or that we think other people are setting for us, we tend to spiral into darkness. We forget that God's vision is far more expansive than either or thinking can allow. Worrying too much, micro and macro managing the season will not make it more meaningful. In fact, I believe that when we do that, we tend to lose our way. So we need to listen. I need to listen. When Jesus says that we need to be on guard, not to be weighed down with the worry of not doing enough, not fixing the world, not solving all the problems of our friends and our children and our parents, not being enough. Our collect of the day is aptly timed, and if you remember, part of it said, "Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." The armor of light. Paul talks about this armor in his letter to the Romans. And why do we need this armor of light? Because there really is darkness that we need to be protected from. Darkness that we get pulled into when we let ourselves get dragged down with things that we participate in that are destructive, and even things that are completely out of our control. This darkness is so real that sometimes we tend to lose hope. But today we hear words in the middle of this crazy apocalyptic message for a time to come that will give us comfort today. Now is the moment to stand up straight, to live into God's plan that has been and is and will be enacted in this world. Worrying isn't going to help. It will weigh us down and take our focus off of what really matters, our relationship with the Christ child, with the Word made flesh, the crucified Christ, the risen Christ, and the Christ that will return in glory. We really need to take a moment right now to ground ourselves in God's love, to put on that armor of light, to remember that the season of Advent is to prepare for the incarnation and to prepare for the season of Christmas where we live into joy. These seasons are not meant to weigh us down with worries. They're not meant to highlight our holiday insecurities. The real meaning of Advent and Christmas is not about squeezing in one more holiday party. It's not even really about making Christmas memories with friends and family, even though celebration and family is important. The real meaning of the seasons for us as Christians is preparing for the coming of the kingdom of heaven in the world and in our own hearts. Jesus reminds us that his coming is both and. It's already here, and yet we're still waiting.